after that putt, I was like, I just told myself, I was like, let's go and win this one. So, you know, obviously at Founders with Jin Young, that playoff didn't go my way. So this one, I really wanted to make it go my way. So,
just because it has been a minute since the Women's Open, where does this one kind of stand at the moment? You know, is it more satisfying to kind of have to wait for another one, or are you just happy to get it done?
I think I just happened to get it done. You know, I feel like it has been coming. Like I've worked really hard for this one, and you know, I've worked really hard in my game, so I know I deserve this one. And not that I don't deserve the other ones too, but you know, it just feels a little more rewarding to, you know that all the hard work you put in has kind of paid off.
12, I know, was disappointing, but how did you kind of reset? How did you and Brad kind of reset after that? Maybe missed club, I don't know, but you know, and really kind of lock in those next six holes.
Yeah, I wanted to get that back nine back to par, but obviously I didn't make birdies coming in, so that was kind of my goal. I just set myself after that hole, so. I tried to make the birdies and play to the best that I can every shot. So I was just trusting that I had it in me and just, you know, playing every shot like with my full commitment. So just trusting the process, I guess.
And that second shot on the second playoff hole was trusting the process completely. Just walk us through that shot. What was the yardage? What were you kind of, what was your line, I guess?
I think I had like 145 meters to the pin, but you have to land it like 20 yards short of the green because I was also coming out of the rough. So I just hit pitching wedge and I hit it three quarter, and it was really, you know, you can't really predict how far it's going to run. So it was just a guesstimate. I was like, oh, it's probably going to run this much. So I just need to put it on a good line and it will probably just roll up there. So it was just really trusting that it was going to come out the way I thought it was going to come out and that it was going to roll all the way to the pin.
Only got a handful of events left this season. To be able to flip your momentum this late in the year as we look towards obviously some bigger events in the fall in Asia and CME, I mean, how good are you feeling right now? How kind of does this settle you and kind of what you've been working on and allow you to trust it even more than you already did?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this one is the actual, well, actually I'm not playing Arkansas and Dallas, so it does feel nice that I, you know, finished on a high in this kind of stretch of tournaments. And I'm actually looking forward to a couple of weeks off and some downtime. And I'm actually going to go back to Perth during Arkansas and Dallas. So hopefully I can enjoy this one and back home with my friends and family.
How long are the golf clubs going to go away for the next month?
Well, I mean, I have to play. I'm playing the Hana Bank event in Korea. So 1 week off and then Korea and then 2 weeks off, so maybe I'll have a week off without clubs.
Hope so.
Can you tell us your thoughts about the tournament itself, the country club, the course, and the fans here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we didn't quite get the full experience last year because it was so wet, especially come the course. Like, it was in such great condition this year, and you know, I think they said they were going to tear the greens up probably tomorrow or next week. So they really let the greens firm up. And it was actually quite fun to play because, you know, half the time you couldn't predict how much it was going to roll out. So I had a really great time playing the course. And, you know, especially just the layout, I think, really suited my eye. And I like to be I'm quite an aggressive player. So some of the holes you could hit driver and three wood and they were going almost on the greens. So, yeah, I think for tournament play, it was set up really well. And I had a lot of fun playing it. And talking about the fans, I think they were really great, especially with the good weather that we had. I think everyone came out and enjoyed the walk. And I think when we come to maybe smaller towns like this and when we go close to big cities like Cincy, a lot of people are able to come out and spend the weekends rooting us on and watching the women's games. So I think these events are really important.
And if there's anybody in the Zoom that has any questions at this time, please unmute. All right. And one last question for me. You have an impressive record of heading into the final round with the lead and winning. So what do you think that says about you as a player?
I guess I just have a lot of grit. Come down the stretch, I never give up, and I like to think that I'm always putting pressure on my opponents and not giving it up too easily. So I think I just have a great fight in me and really great resilience.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy a few weeks off.
Thank you.